The way that La Flesh Lingo started, actually, is because when we first moved to Germany, I couldn't speak two words of German. And so I actually took all of my business background and my English and started teaching business executives here. And from there, we soon discovered, that business executives have a lot on their mind and very busy schedules and not a lot of really downtime. And so I did my first retreat because there was somebody that had to go within 6 months and relocate to an English-speaking country. And so we did a retreat. So he had really intensive learning, practical learning, and didn't have all of the distractions of, meetings or his assistant that had to catch his attention for a contract or anything. And we saw the results were just incredible. You know, the fact of being in a relaxed environment alone helps you absorb information and actually retain it a lot better. And then being in an immersion type of setting, you're not only reading and writing, but you're doing all the practical. You know, you're actually smelling and tasting, and you've got all the senses, all the different ways of learning incorporated in one. And we actually saw the progress that he made in a year, we saw the same thing in 1 week.
Welcome to this edition of Retire Well, Retire Happy, with your host, Annie Nelson, an Australian look at reinventing yourself for retirement and getting yourself retirement ready. It's always fascinating getting to know what people are getting up to in retirement, how they are supplementing their incomes, pensions, where they have chosen to live, how they are filling their time, what charities they are supporting, and what adventures they are having. And we'll also talk to experts in their fields, including investing, health, estate planning, financial advisors, and seniors' health care.
Travel is changing our world. When we once used to go on bus tours, there's now a trend to visit countries, stay longer, and immerse ourselves in the culture and the language. But how would you go living in a foreign country? Today's guest has combined her love of travel and languages and now runs retreats for busy executives and baby boomers to learn the lingo, as well has come up with a series of interviews which is still available for subscription to help those that are interested in becoming an expat, giving you all the tools you need to live abroad. Hi, it's Anne Nelson from the Retire Well, Retire Happy show. And today the guest is Therese La Flesh from La Flesh Lingo. How are you, Therese?
I am excellent. Thank you, Anne. How are you?
Good, thank you. So where are you in the world?
We're currently located in Germany.
Germany.
Yeah, so I say currently because we tend to move a lot. I'm actually originally from Canada. Did a little detour through the United States and Florida and France, and we've been in Germany for 3 years, so we'll see where life takes us.
Wow. Is it hard to stay in a country that long when you're not a native of that country?
I think it depends on the person. For myself, I've been an expat by choice since I was 17, is when I started moving around. And so for myself, yes, it is, simply because I think moving and discovering new corners of the world can actually become an addiction. For somebody who wants to, though, it's definitely easy. I mean, as long as you are willing to integrate and, open yourself up to the new culture, it's very easy to feel at home anywhere in the world.
Right. And with visas and that, is that a problem when you move so much?
No, I shouldn't say I've never had a problem, but I'm a strong believer that, when you want something, you always find a way. And so I've had my fair share of mistakes that I have made. For instance, when we moved to Florida, I had actually gone for a long weekend and fell in love with the palm trees and the beaches. And so I had, over, you know, the space of 3 days, decided that I wanted to live there. And I started going to different companies, and I actually got a job offer, which I accepted. And it was only after going home to Toronto at the time and contacting an immigration lawyer that I found out that there was a whole long process, and it was supposed to take well over 6 months for me to get a visa. Now, I was determined that I was going to accept this job that I really liked, which started in 5 weeks. And between myself, my determinism, as well as my lawyers, we had me start my first job exactly 5 weeks to the day. So I think things are always possible. You just have to be willing to, you know, sometimes be a little creative. I mean, we ended up changing the title of my job so that it fit in with the actual requirements for me to get a visa a little earlier. And so my tasks changed, you know, a little bit, but I was still in the company that I wanted to be in.
Very creative of you. So you must have a fairly portable way of working if you are spending many years traveling around the world and living in different countries. So what do you do at La Flèche Lingo?
Well, La Flèche Lingo is actually my first portable career, actually. Up until now, I have always worked, you know, for somebody. I've done all kinds of different jobs, from consulting companies to interior design and sales. So there was always working for somebody else, which, yeah, definitely limits how quickly you can relocate. The way that La Flèche Lingo started, actually, is because when we first moved to Germany, I couldn't speak two words of German. And so I actually took all of my business background and my English and started teaching business executives here. And from there, we soon discovered, yeah, that business executives have a lot on their mind and very busy schedules and not a lot of really downtime. And so I did my first retreat, because there was somebody that had to go within 6 months and relocate to an English-speaking country. And so we did a retreat, so he had really intensive learning, practical learning, and didn't have all of the distractions of, you know, meetings or his assistant that had to catch his attention for a contract or anything. And we saw the results were just incredible. You know, the fact of being in a relaxed environment alone helps you absorb information and actually retain it a lot better. And then being in an immersion type of setting, you're not only reading and writing, but you're doing all the practical, you know, you're actually smelling and tasting, and you've got all the senses, all the different ways of learning incorporated in one. And we actually saw the progress that he made in a year. We saw the same thing in 1 week. And so that was really exciting. And that was the birth of La Flèche Lingo.
Wow. And so you have lots of different retreats. Is that the main way that people learn a different language?
With myself, yeah. And so I had done an interview series on languages, actually, and made a few friends. And so I've expanded the languages that I do offer. And yeah, they're really customized, because they're really, you know, to be a maximum amount of enjoyment and relaxation and learning for each individual. And so when somebody is interested in a retreat, we always have small groups, and I interview people beforehand to make sure that the people that are attending the retreat all have similar interests, because everybody chooses an outing. And so the interests have to be the same, because we live together, you know. And so I will rent a little chateau, or in September, we have a mansion in San Diego that we will be using. And so everybody is living under the same roof. And so for 1 week, you're kind of, it's a new family for you. And so personalities have to go well. The level of the language has to be fairly similar as well for everybody to get the most out of it. So they're very customized.
Right. Are your retreats for learning languages Do they also include, are they fully catered? So you're with each other for breakfast, lunch and dinner, basically.
Yeah, exactly. An example of a day would be, well, for instance, in San Diego, there's one day where we are going to have a chauffeured wine tasting. And so in the morning, we wake up and we have breakfast together. People are just waking up. Some are morning birds, some are not. And so we take our time waking up and speaking and having breakfast, which is surprisingly when a lot of progress happens, because people are not afraid of making mistakes. They're concentrating on waking up. And so they actually speak more and their vocabulary tends to grow at that part of the day. And then from there, we will be doing about an hour and a half, 2 hours of what I call classroom time, which is, I mean, it could be in the living room or by the pool, but we will introduce new vocabulary and we'll practice some grammatical points around what the outing will be. So for instance, for, you know, a vineyard tour, we will talk about plants, about soil, color, texture, tastes. And then we actually go for a vineyard tour. So everything that we have just spoken about, read about, written about, we are now there, surrounded by it, feeling it, tasting it. And so we spend the whole day doing that. And then we come back and we review how we used it. And and then after the review, there's dinner normally, which is a relaxed setting. That's a short example, I suppose, because the vineyard tour is actually a full day thing. The outings can vary from, you know, an hour and a half in a museum or a chateau to a full day outing. But for 12 hours during the day, the person is immersed in their target language.
Mm-hmm. And how much language do they need before they go on a retreat?
They do. I mean, you could go to a retreat, honestly, at any stage. For myself, because I have this, I want it to be like a vacation as well. My motto is to step into fluency during a vacation. And so in order for it to be really relaxing, and you have to have a basics of the language. You know, I mean, if you don't speak two words of the language, to just throw yourself in, you know, deep end first and not even being able to say hello or introduce yourself, it's going to be a really long day. So I always like to make sure that the people can, you know, at basics, introduce themselves, maybe offer a short description of themselves. What we normally do is 1 month before the actual retreat, I open up a private Facebook group. And so then the participants of that particular retreat can start working together. We'll give them little assignments so they can start practicing the language together and working together and coaching each other.
Mm-hmm. Very clever. So how long have you been doing this, and what languages are you covering at the moment?
So I have been doing the retreats. I think the first one was, 3 years ago already. And the language, we have English and French, Mandarin Chinese, Spanish, Russian, and Indonesian. Oh, and German, of course.
And your customers, are they mainly business people, or are you getting a few baby boomers in there too that are wanting to have the language for travel? And
there's starting to be a little bit of everything. In the beginning, I was just, you know, operating word of mouth. And now it's starting to be known. And so there's everything from somebody who is, I have one girl who, before she settles down in her career, as she had put it, she wants to spend a year in Spain beforehand. And so she is going to be attending a Spanish retreat just to prepare herself for her travels. And then, yeah, you have those that are retiring and want to go somewhere a little bit more exotic and maybe a little more cost effective as well. And so Spanish is quite common for the islands and those situations. And then there's the business people as well. Yeah.
Mm. I know with the baby boomers and travel, the focus is changing, I think, from just going on a bus tour with a whole heap of other people to having going to less countries but spending more time in those countries.
Yeah, I think so. I agree. Mm. Which is great because then you really get to fully experience the country as well.
Yeah. And I know there's a lot of expats around the world. We don't seem to be limited by our country anymore. And some countries are going out of their way to encourage foreigners to come and, you know, spend their retirement in their country.
Yeah, definitely. Well, it's definitely a good boost for the economy. I know, for instance, in Portugal, they're doing exactly as you had just mentioned, and they're encouraging people. And so for people that are retiring or even starting businesses, they have very interesting tax incentives to try to bring people to the country.
Mm. I've been to northern Spain, but I didn't make it over to Portugal, so I will have to go back one day.
Oh, definitely, yeah. Especially if you like seafood.
Yeah, I love seafood, yeah. Oh, well, I'm from Australia. We're the biggest island in the world.
Seafood is possibly a little bit better as well.
We all learn to swim here. Mm-hmm. We learn to swim and we learn to drive a car because we have many distances to travel, but we all learn to swim as mm-hmm. well. And you've been working on another project that's caught my eye. It's very interesting. Would you like to talk about that now? I believe you're calling it Gypsy Souls.
I absolutely would, yes. So, yeah, so La Flesh Lingo, as I mentioned, started because I didn't speak German when we moved to Germany. And so it was kind of a default career, I suppose you could call it. And it's definitely something that I love. Part of the reason is because it still permits me to travel without having to move. So it was kind of a bonus for me. But then, yeah, I don't know if it's age or, but I started really looking at, okay, I mean, we can make money doing things, but I wanted to start helping. And I started looking at what am I good at where I can actually help people from my experiences. And the one thing that I've been doing and have learned a lot about is travel and being an expat. And I've, as I mentioned before, I've made my fair share of mistakes as well. So over the years, I guess you could say I have developed a bit of a toolbox on how to get out of awkward situations or, you know, find solutions to things that seem impossible. And so I've decided that I want to share that. And so as a first step, I've got this interview series that started yesterday that's running until the end of July. And it's called Unleash Your Gypsy Soul. And so we have put together a group of 21 different experts, all in different fields, where I have interviewed them. And hopefully people that listen will be able to get, you know, something useful or some sort of a tool from each one of the guests. So it's kind of like a one-stop shop for anybody that is or wants to become an expat.
Are you in expat organizations yourself, or?
I am starting to, yes. At the moment, it's still the languages, but that's definitely where the expertise comes in. And so I'm actually working on different material. I've actually been an expat coach without knowing it for the last 30 years. From sharing my stories, I've helped a few friends get their visas or find jobs, you know, before moving abroad. And so without knowing it, I mean, just from living, I have been doing that. And I've decided that I would really like to make that, yeah, my career.
So it sounds like you've got another website coming up.
No, I think it's going to be the two of them joined because languages, cultures, travel, they all go hand in hand.
Mm.
Yeah.
So when you immerse yourself in another country, live there, are you mainly hanging out with the locals or are you finding you're being drawn to the expats that are living in there as well?
I am with the locals. We're part of a couple of different associations. So my husband is actually German, but he moved to France when he was 15. and he is definitely more of a Frenchman than a German. And so he misses the French communities and things as well. And so we are part of a French association. So once a month we have an outing with the French group and we eat French food and we speak French. And, you know, you have that culture that you're surrounded with. But whenever I go to a country, I try to immerse myself in the local culture as quickly as possible.
Mm. All right. So would you like to tell me a bit more about the Gypsy Souls, who you've interviewed, and how people can find the website?
Okay. And so, yeah, I've interviewed quite an array of people. All the way from, well, my first guest was Wendy Verneth. She's called the Nomadic Vegan. Uh-huh. And she is actually, she's a vegan and thought it would be difficult to travel with her eating habits. And so she helps people travel the world while staying true to their vegan habits. There is a life coach that teaches people how to start a business, you know, that they can take anywhere in the world with them. I've also, well, a mutual friend, Anne Babars. I've interviewed her as well because she helps people plan for their financial future as well, which is something that is definitely needed if you're traveling and moving abroad. Yeah, there's quite the variety of people ranging from life coaches to, but always, you know, with some sort of interest or something that is going to help you move abroad.
All right.
I move abroad, but it could also be just traveling.
So if my listeners want to find out more about you and your website, how would they contact you?
So the website is La Flesh Lingo. So it's LAFLECHELINGO.com. And to register for the interview series, you go to the website and it's so lafleshlingo.com/gypsy-souls. And there will be a window pop up where you can register. And the interviews are emailed out on a daily basis. So every day you get an email with an interview and most of the time a free gift from the speaker of the day as well.
Ah, well, that's a bonus.
Yes.
Well, it's been really interesting chatting with you, Therese, and it's amazing where you can end up in the world. So you're going to stay in Germany for a while now?
Time will tell. I hate to commit to not moving, but I would love to. I mean, I really enjoy it here. We're in Bavaria. It's beautiful. The people are really animated, I guess you could say. They have always a reason to celebrate, so...
Is that near the Black Forest?
Yeah, we're not too far from the Black Forest. We're in the south of Germany.
Okay,
we can drive and go for a hike in the Black Forest, yeah.
Okay, so you're not worried about vampires or anything?
No, not at all.
Oh, well, that sounds idyllic. Congratulations on your interview series. It sounds like there's a lot of great information there available. So lafleshlingo.com/gypsies-souls.
Exactly.
Okay, thank you.
Well, thank you so much.
You have been listening to the podcast show of Retire Well, Retire Happy with your host, Annie Nelson. For more information on the show's guests and being retirement ready, pop on over to my website, www.annnelson.com.au, on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Until next time, be happy, stay healthy, and help somebody.